An especially active fire season is exacting a huge toll across several western states. A series of fires have turned deadly in Colorado, where at least one person was found dead. In California, more than 5,800 personnel, 500 fire trucks, and 40 helicopters are battling a fire that's larger than all of Los Angeles. The Park Fire, as it's known, is the country's largest and has ballooned to historic proportions in just over a week. Stephanie Tsai has the latest.
This is the view for firefighters on the front lines of California's Park Fire. The blaze, believed to be started by a local man's burning car, is now the fifth largest in state history.
I have not personally seen a fire grow so fast in such a short amount of time.
In just a week, nearly 400,000 acres burned across four counties, forcing thousands of evacuations and destroying hundreds of structures. In rural Cohasset, California, Dave Tejon and his son Jonathan are both members of the county fire department. While they battled to protect their town, their own homes were lost to the flames.
I feel luckier than some of the people here because we do have a few things, not very much, but a few things to hold in our hands that survived. The friends from that I've known for so many years have just stepped up and shown so much support. You know, I feel rich in that.
Christy and Michael Deneau also live in Cohasset. They lost their house to another fast-moving fire 6 years ago in Paradise, California. Now, this is all that remains of the home where they rebuilt their lives. They had no fire insurance.
The most important things I grabbed was me and my brother and sister have my mom's ashes along with my dad. And so I was able to grab a few little pictures and her ashes.
The Park Fire's explosive expansion is nearly unprecedented, says UCLA climate scientist Daniel Swain.
This is definitely a top-tier event in terms of how quickly it moved across the landscape in those initial days. Some of the fastest rates of spread over that initial 24 to 48-hour period that we've seen on a wildfire in this part of the world.
Nearly 100 fires are currently burning across the West, and 4.5 million acres have already burned this year, about a million above average. This week, multiple blazes broke out across Colorado's Front Range, killing at least one person and forcing residents to flee their homes near Denver. Governor Jared Polis has now activated the National Guard to assist with logistics. Meanwhile, in Oregon, crews are stretched thin, battling more than 30 separate fires.
I've lived here all my life and never seen it this way.
To make matters worse, another brutal heat wave is forecast to turn up the temperature this weekend, a dynamic that Swain says continues to drive the intensity of this year's fire season.
It has become a very active season. And a big part of the reason for this is that nearly the entire western half of the country, as well as the western half of Canada, have experienced, much like California has, record-breaking heat in recent weeks over a very long and sustained period. So all of that extra heat, even following what was a relatively wet winter in some places, has really dried out the vegetation, in some cases to near record dry levels.
And that means there's plenty of fuel for the fires yet to burn. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Stephanie Tsai.